All right, Jeremy Martin, hey, 2-2 day on the podium. Now, it's a good ride. It's a good start, but Osborne did get you both motos. So a guy like you, like, are you pissed? Are you okay with that? I mean, it's one round, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's look at where I finished last year. I went 35.
Yeah. Bike broke, right?
35-3. Yeah. So I lost 25 points off the bat. And, like, dude, I was, like, nowhere near in the position that I'm in this year as far as, like, the bike and everything.
Yep.
And it's the first time I've got to race the bike in a national setting. I mean, I guess I raced it at Sugo, but I don't know if you guys knew it, but there's a tsunami.
Yeah,
that's the minute I landed to the minute I left, fucking rain.
yeah, we're not counting that. Right.
So, yeah, it was, like, it was a good day. Like, 2-2. Right. Zach was right there. He was just a little bit better, like, in the beginning part of the moto, and then in awkward places, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Get a little bit better aggression and flow. I was able to suck him up a little bit there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we just kind of, overall, he had just a little bit of an edge on me.
I thought he was really good in the half pipe. I don't know if you noticed that, jumping into the half pipe.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Yeah. And there's some things that I'm excited. We got some things I got to work on, and then some things we can work on with the bike. So it's shaping up to be a lovely summer.
I know we've been talking about you two going at it, and this is going to be great. You told me your bike is really good, but everybody says their bike is good. But hey, maybe it really is good. Like, maybe you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better. You know, I'm not going to say, like, I mean, last year's bike, every time I'm good enough outdoors and I've been successful enough to know. And then I could really feel the difference, you know, when I hopped on this new bike. And then when we get on that level, like, that you have to get into when you're battling a guy like Zach or you guys are going for the win, you know.
Yep.
And I'd always go down in the past on that old bike. So there's a lot better platform for this new bike there.
Us in the media, we like to make fake controversies. One of the controversies is Team Tomac Training Center versus Baker's Factory.
Yeah.
450 Tomac today, Baker's Factory. Osborne got it today.
Yeah.
But battle of the training facilities.
Yeah, it's a battle, but Team Cortez, we're going to get them.
What have you learned from hanging out there and riding with Eli? What has it helped you with?
Him and I kind of are the same, like, personality. Like, we kind of stick to ourselves. And
yeah, do you guys talk to each other ever?
Yeah, we talk to each other, but it's just, it's fun. It's like, of all the places I've been a lot of places, you know?
Carmichael's place, hanging with Johnny O, your own place in Minnesota. Am I missing one?
Yeah, like, The Nest.
Oh, The Nest, that's it, right.
It's been, other than if I were to be at home in Minnesota, it's the most fun I've had, and I really enjoy the group and being around the Tomac, so I'm lucky to be there, and I appreciate it every day.
Do you ride a 250 at altitude there? Is that what you're riding a lot?
Yeah, like, I have been lately, because we've been doing some testing and getting the bike better, and I'm sure we'll switch over here in a bit.
Right. Yeah, The Nest, they groom it too much for you, we heard. You're gnarly. You don't want it to be groomed. AC was telling me all about it last week.
Yeah. Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah, he just said you didn't like it. It was too groomed. And then he was laughing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's two different personalities.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, nice start to the year. Thanks for doing this, and we'll see you in Glen Helen.
Yeah.